Welcome to Skills Journey, hosted by Emil Rovenheimer and Yanni Brofenboer from PopUp, the People Upliftment Program. This is your passport to a transformative journey where we uncover the power of skills together.
Welcome to Skills Journey. What a privilege. If you've just tuned in, this is our third episode with Veronica Bell from Zamar, and we've just been unpacking her skills journey to mastery in the field of music and everything that she does with a violin, and it's been so inspiring. So if you haven't heard the first two episodes, I would really encourage you to go catch them up on the podcast. It would be just inspirational, as it has been for us. But Veronica, what a privilege to have you back with us. Thank you for making the time.
Thank you.
Today we want to talk about some of the challenges. I mean, we have this idea of mastery and how wonderful it is, and you've talked about the stuff that you've learned and how that's really colored in the way that you approach what you do and how you're doing it. But it's not all moonshine and roses, right? There are points along this journey where you're confronted with insecurities and failures and people who actually, you know, encourage you to quit, and there's dedication and suffering. And I think sometimes people lose sight of that because they see where you are now and they're like, oh, look at you. You know, it's easy going because you're at whatever level they might perceive you to be, but they don't necessarily have context for some of the sacrifices that you make to get there. And I think it would be empowering because so many of us on this journey to mastery are confronted with these, and then we think they're insurmountable. And other people who got it right just actually had an easier path. But there's always trade-offs in this journey. So don't you want to just talk us through some of those moments in your journey?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you that we can talk about it, because I think it's quite real for people to understand that life is tough, and it's not always, you're not always in your comfort zone. You're not always in a protected zone. And I sometimes find that our mind shifts, or we are so working so hard to avoid these troubles. We are working so hard to not have a failure that all our energy are, I want to say, wasted on that, instead of confronting the challenge and instead of saying, okay, manning up to it and say, okay, this is my Mount Everest. I'm going to start climbing it because I know there's an end result. If I start climbing, instead of trying to turn your back on it or trying to go around it, step into it, you know. And I'm sure the people listening here has lived life long enough to know that sometimes you just get a flat tire in the wrong moment of the day when you're actually rushing off to a job interview or having to take the kids to a sports competition and you have to be on time. You know, life is just unpredictable. It does change. And the opportunity to grow comes when life doesn't just give it to you, spoon feed you, you know. And that's what I've experienced with Zamar, my music band. We have, in a very spontaneous way, we have formed. So when we started off and being popular in the industry, we didn't really plan and we didn't really have contracts. We also just kind of, I've said previously, we've just responded to trigger points. And so the first 2 years was a roller coaster ride, flying into big concerts and having media exposure, being in all the different magazines and, you know, how to navigate that and let it not go to your head, and for everybody to put their lives together with this suddenly busy schedule, that was quite interesting. And then, I mean, for us, the way we kicked off then, we thought, yo, this is the next 10 years we are going to be so successful. Soon we're going to make music to 6,000 people, 20,000 people. We're going to see a world tour. And within 2 years, some of the group members just had to move on. They just felt, no, this is not the only thing they want to do. So that's where I started getting the hint of, okay, don't try and hold on to things as it is at that moment. Be open for change. put yourself in a position where you breathe and say, okay, if God could put this together, why doubt that he will put something even again together or even better or more, you know? For me, I mean, as I've said before, my passion currently is that people, because of my life and my testimony and what you hear today, is that you will have a desire to know God and to know him as a good father, as a faithful father who has got you in his, in the palm of his hand. And by listening to my story today, that this testimony will just confirm that's something that you know deep inside, even though you're feeling like being in a dry land currently, or you're feeling like this change that's happening in your life, it's out of your control and it's unfair or it's wrong, that you'll just for a moment take a deep breath and know that God is still in control of your life and he's busy putting the puzzle pieces together. So when we had the breakup in 2007, I mean, I'm just putting it in dramatic words. I had to scramble to put a new team together because we had obligations to perform. And I remember driving through to Springbok, actually. And we had to perform and we just used the ministry students that was with us to put a variety concert together. And I remember I had to sing, what is that familiar Irish tune? It's an old tune. I can't remember it now, but I ended up being so stressed I couldn't remember the words, and I just sing imitating, just at least sticking to the melody, you know. It was so humbling going through that stressful time, and sometimes we have to allow ourselves to go through that moments where you don't have words and that you are not as competent as you know you can be and you're not. And just what kept me going in those tough times is I said to myself, I have obligations, do it. Just focus on that. And whatever it takes to bring people together and to make that happen. And a beautiful next team developed out of that, and we worked together until the end of 2012, as I mentioned, and by then everybody was married and getting children, so we had to change again, a team. And by that time, I was getting tired of playing. I mean, we did three sets of 45 minutes of music, and for those of you who haven't seen me perform, it really gets very dynamic. It's very energetic, and most of my, when you play the violin, you use a bow, and on the bow there's horse hair, and those horse hair would used to just fly throughout our performances. So I ended up having at least 8 extra spare bows to come and play, you know, to have not to be out of bow when I play. So by 2012, I was actually tired of that, you know, and I was confronted with when we, for instance, would play at gigs and people would not even listen, and you will think, oh, what significance do we have, and does this even have, does it even make a difference in people's lives, you know? And in those times, it was good to hold on to your obligations, but secondly, then also have people around you that believe in what you do. So my husband used to say when my accordion player, when she had to move on, she started teaching, so she couldn't perform with us permanently anymore. He used to say, man, I will fly to the Ukraine, shake a tree and get another accordionist for you. You know, sometimes you just need to go spend some time with people who believe in the impossible, you know. And I mean, everything in myself, when he would say that, I would think, oh, it's just because you don't know what it takes to play the accordion and how to make a band. But anyway, in my subconscious mind, it kept me going. And sometimes I had to force myself to keep going with Zomar. Because that we were going to talk about, that is how to bring the balance of family life, wife life, and your career,
yes.
You know, I used to say I felt like Cinderella, because I would leave 2 o'clock in the afternoon, go to my performance, be all dressed up, you feel like queen of the ball, and you come back to the dinner plate still on the table, the food not packed away. You know, so you come with your evening dress and you wrap it up and you start cleaning. You know, it's such a contradictory world.
Veronica, for me, as a mom, I completely see that picture, and my performance might not be all dressed up, but I definitely come home sometimes and the dishes are still just like we left them on our way to school in the morning. But I also want to ask you about choices that you have to make in this journey. And then we can maybe also talk about some of the balance that you brought in as you made these choices. If it would, like, maybe it was positive and some might have been a little bit harder or more negative. But before you answer that, one thing that I don't want us to miss is that you said sometimes you have to spend time with people who believe in the impossible. Just in when you were talking about the challenges. And to me, that's so valuable because we can't do life by ourselves. And when we surround ourselves with people who, first of all, believe in what we do, but then also challenge us to grow and be more and see the impossible, that makes our life so full. So, yeah, really thank you for being so authentic. We are loving this discussion. So, yeah, let me give it back to you.
Thank you. Yes, it is. I think that the shocking thing is that as soon as you're in an uncomfortable place, in a dry land or whatever thoughts, I mean, it's surprisingly, it sometimes you don't even need a trigger to make you feel that way. It just pops in your emotions. You feel insignificant or you feel useless, or when you feel a specific stumbling block, it's not moving out of the way. So you feel that frustration. And then the ironic thing is that we withdraw from people. And we must really fight that muscle not to withdraw, but go seek fellowship, go spend time. Like what I've done now is I've started playing serious classical music again with a brilliant violinist. She's like, if you have to measure it, in all honesty, she's worlds apart from where my reference point of skills are, just concerning violin. There's very fine nuances that you can get from the instrument. And she's a South African violinist who has learned, who has been in Europe, and she's taught at the Yuri Menuhin School. So she comes with a total different tone, frequency, what she expects of the instrument. So I expose myself now to that next level of mastery just to keep my violin in fine tune. I know, just because of experience and reality, is that I will not operate in that platform. You know, that is not what God has given me to do. God has given me Zamar. And also all the personality set skills and everything. What I'm doing with Zamar, I'm also part of a community orchestra, the Oneness Philharmonic Orchestra, where I'm concert master, where I get to work with people and inspire them. What's beautiful about the community orchestra, they all have different jobs. They're not full-time musicians. So I get the opportunity to inspire people to make music, because I believe music releases a frequency that bring about good. It can bring about good things for people, and it touches people's lives without words. And that's what I found also beautiful for me, is that sometimes when you go to a psychologist, you kind of put on this straitjacket to go talk to a psychologist. And yes, they have fantastic skills to unlock your deeper truths, which is really appreciated. But what music does is people come unpretentious. They just come relaxed. I mean, the social environment, and then suddenly the music just moves and they respond to it. I love it. Music moves without words. And so in this Philharmonic Community Orchestra, I get to live out my passion to inspire people to use their skill to make a difference. So I express my playing in the community orchestra, and then I'm playing with Johanna Ruiz is her name. Brilliant violinist, exposing myself, stretching myself, taking myself out of my comfort zone, from my skill that I've established up to now and allowing myself to learn. It's humbling. I mean, I left the rehearsal yesterday and thought to myself, I'm going to throw my violin in the fire. I laugh because I can't believe that a person can be so fallible, you know, that you can be down one moment. And then what's amazing, I moved from that rehearsal into a recording. And after that recording, I just felt on top of the world again. I felt so significant. So, you know, expose yourself. Don't withdraw yourself in a dry land moment. And the challenges of what am I doing with my time? That is quite an important thing because I have found I'm so excited. My energy is positive. It's motivating. So I get involved with things that's actually not mine. So God actually showed me a beautiful picture of that my hands, there's yeast in my hands. So before I get involved, I must think twice because I must know whatever I'm getting involved in, it's going to expand. It's going to become more. And then I'm now, for this next 2 weeks, me personally, I'm stuck in so many obligations, you know, and that's my next testimony. Every morning I wake up and I think, oh, my word, how am I going to get through this day? And then just the subtle, soft Holy Spirit co-working voice guiding you through your daily tasks, just that next thing that you need to do. And sometimes for me, it's even putting my head under the pillow for 20 minutes and just shutting down. I know 20 minutes is maybe not enough for everybody, but whatever. Take that moment. And just for me, when I just wake up, I have fresh thoughts. I have new things. I have a perspective on things. So, so the first thing is exposing you to good people, putting yourself in a place where you can develop your skill, grow. Don't put an age limit to it. You know, I mean, we've heard it. People are talking at, where's those 90-year-old ladies that runs races at a very slow pace, but they do it. You know, put yourself in a place where you can grow, especially as a mother. I've also had to realize the importance of exercise. And so I've sacrificed other things so that I can exercise just twice a week. There was a stage that I exercised 5 times a week. I mean, that was a killer. But I don't do that anymore. I do twice a week. I go exercise. For me, I need a personal trainer because of the violin specifics and fitness that I need. But most probably, as a mother, make time to go walk. I mean, the men, the same principle to you. Make that time where you just get pump some fresh oxygen through your brain cells. And obviously, what I enjoy about the personal training is I don't need to think, okay, I'm going to do 10 push-ups. That person decides for you. And because that person has decided you do that 10, if I have to decide by number 6, I will think, oh, that's enough, you know, and maybe only 2 reps. You know, it's, I don't know, it works for me, having that other person expecting things of you and you step up into that. I think I think in our DNA, there's a sense of a higher self. And I think it's something sacred because if I look at some people, the way they choose to live, they kind of give up. And I think that breaks my heart because I think God has given, he's built it into our DNA actually to want to live and to grow into more and to explore life more. So if we can rebuild a person's identity through music to confirm that, you know, where you are now is okay, but there's actually more to you than you think. I would love to, my music, I would love it if my music platform will open up for that.
Oh, Veronica, that's incredible. Maybe as a kind of closing thought, what is next for you, for Zamar? What is the next thing that you're dreaming about? You're clearly continuing to develop your skills. I'm assuming there's something driving that. And where could our listeners find out more about the stuff that you're involved in and busy with?
Okay. So I think context of Samar is that we're all working people. We all have other jobs, apart from me. My only job is my husband and my children. So obviously we haven't put ourselves out into the entertainment market as a conventional artist would. What we have found, what God has opened up for us lately, is to take variety concerts. That's what we want to build from city to city. We want to play in the city halls of towns of South Africa, from the smallest town to the biggest, wherever, you know, where we can influence people. If it's one person, five people, 50 people, 100 people, thousands of people, we want to travel from to a city hall specifically. And then what we do is we play a concert, music. We play a Boere medley and, you know, everything that just Irish. And then we, well, now, as I've mentioned before, this diversity of world music, you feel as if you've traveled all over the world and to different places that doesn't even exist with our music. And then we take the concert into, for instance, we play Josh Groban's You Raise Me Up. And then it becomes that confrontational moment. Yes, Asha usually shares the story of how we fell in love. He was like a female body inspector. He was like the FBI. He followed me for a whole year before he came to introduce himself, you know. So it's a beautiful love story. And so he usually shares on that. And then out of that love, he shares on the true love of God, his unconditional love. And out of that comes ministry and worship and just encouraging people to seek God in their lives. And that's, I mean, in the old days, I think we call that a crusade, you know. So that is what we work on. Currently, we put out 6 performance opportunities for Zomer throughout the year. We offer an evening of that here at our home in Stellenbosch. And we invite guests. And they come and eat and enjoy Zomer. Yeah, and it's amazing for me. It makes me think of when God says that he's busy preparing a table for us. Mm. You know, when David says he sits at the table that God's prepared for us, for him, in front of his enemies. And a table is actually, when you have dinner, you don't have dinner with your enemies. You know, you have dinner with your friends. And that's the theme of reconciliation that God has for us and that we can bring to the world. And that's what we want to do with Zomer. Perform where we get opportunities. We love supporting and performing at people who have the same heart of bringing about God's kingdom in their cities. Mm. So, yeah, wherever God opens up opportunities otherwise than the opportunities that we've created for ourselves, yeah, that's what we do.
Wonderful. Veronica, maybe a last thought for people who are on their journey to mastery. What is the one thing that you would like to leave them with for their own journey?
I think it's, for me currently where I am, it's important to be fit for what you need to do. So how do you measure that? You never know. So be faithful in what you need to do today. Sit, let the Holy Spirit guide you, put your day together, practice your instrument, master your skills so that when the opportunity to come to play before princes and the royalties and when the opportunity come to play in Syria, in war places, in places where music are least expected, be prepared. Mm. And I think we live in a time where it's like we need to gear up. Mm. It's time to put on, like typical what they say, put on your armor, put on the armor, put on the armor of God, put on your skill, be ready, be vigilant. It's not time to sit back and relax. And so to have a skill, to have mastered a skill is such a privilege because you get to operate in specific platforms. Yeah. So master your skill and serve God with it. I can promise you, just by looking back at my own life, it's a life worth living.
So good. Veronica, thank you so much for putting your life in front of us and our listeners. And thank you for inspiring us. And also just your passion for Jesus, and that you've really, your whole life speaks of your love for God and what he's called you to do, and for being faithful in that. So thank you for the conversation, and may every one of us be inspired by Veronica Bell's story. And let's be vigilant and be ready, because when the door opens, that we will not be surprised. And thank you for joining the conversation on Skills Journey, and make sure to join us again in the next conversation when we talk again about Masterclass with some masters. God bless.